branding your baby. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The last thing a parent wants to do is to saddle a child with the wrong name for the rest of his life. So, according to Bloomberg, some anxious American and European parents have been hiring baby name branding consultants. One company charges close to $30,000 to pick a baby name that spells success while at the same time avoiding the two main pitfalls of branding: trademark conflicts — you don't want to accidentally name your kid Kleenex — and awkward links to historical figures. For example, Hillary and Donald could be risky choices. And I know $30,000 to pick a name seems extravagant, but some parents can't seem to control themselves. Sweden outlaws names that invite bullying, so Elvis, IKEA, and Metallica, all forbidden in Sweden. In Denmark, Benji is okay, but anus is not, because somebody tried. In New Zealand, you can't name a kid Stallion, Fish and Chips, Twisty Poi, or Sex Fruit. They call themselves a free country. In America, we are free in most states to choose any baby name, but even here, certain names can get you into trouble, as a New Jersey couple found out in 2008.
Within days after it had become public that Heath and Deborah Campbell wanted their son's name, Adolf Hitler Campbell, put on a birthday cake, the couple got a phone call from New Jersey's Division of Youth and Family Services.
Little Adolf was removed from the home, along with his sisters,
Joycelyn Aryan Nation and Hanslyn Himmler.
If only Dad had hired a branding consultant. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.